The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such woman. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin any more." The Gospel of the Lord. There are any number of parallels between that story we hear in the book of Daniel and the gospel we have in front of us today. Right? On the one hand, with Susanna, we have an innocent woman, and yet here, being dragged before Jesus, is a woman who was somehow found in the act of committing adultery. There is all this kind of back and forth. We don't need to relive the entire thing. But here, what we see at the very heart of the gospel is that the law is being used for the Pharisees' self-righteousness. Right? This is the greatest abuse of the law that was meant to shine light in the dark recesses of human hearts and convict them of their own wrongdoing so as to bring about conversion and repentance. Here is being used as a tool of self-righteousness. Jesus cannot stand it, and so in place of the guilty woman, he puts his very self. And so here, the last line in parallel from the book of Daniel, "Thus was innocent blood spared that day." Here in the gospel, innocent blood is put on the line in order to save the guilty. That's our story. We are the guilty ones. Jesus, being perfect, immaculate, free of stain of sin, everything humanity was made to be, innocent, undefiled, stands in our place in order that we might be restored to God and given life anew in the shedding of his blood.